Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Drunkle's Den. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Chief Keefe. How are we today, my friend?
We're doing pretty well, man. How are you?
I am living life, buddy.
Living large. Living like Larry.
Living like a doctor. Fuck. It's been a boring week for me, but I know for you, it's been quite interesting.
Yeah, it's quite eventful. I've done 3 exams out of 4. I had my first one on Thursday. That one actually went really well, but fucking parked there, sitting outside, just going over some notes, and the wind was so fucking strong.
Oh, fuck, man, it was bad.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
On the way to do the exam, and fucking hat blows off like 3 times. Eventually, I just got to carry it.
Off your big fucking head?
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
That's how strong it was.
Must have been a gale.
So strong it was. Yeah. But it went well. And
good.
Then Saturday, I actually had 2 exams. I had an online one from 9 in the morning till 9 in the morning the next day. So
what
24
were,
hours.
What were they for?
The first one that I think I did really well on is business law.
Nice. Very nice.
And then the 2 I had yesterday, Saturday, I had psych from 2 to 4. Ooh. Now, that was nice because it was 100 multiple choice. That was it.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, and I needed to get it done quick because I spent a good 12 hours on this quantum one.
Jesus.
I was up till 4:30 in the morning doing it. It was fucking painful. It was so rough.
You were drinking while you did it, weren't
you? Yeah, so this is a good segue to bring up. The tax break came in yesterday. Tax break on fucking on beer. So I got myself an 8-pack of Guinness, my
fuck
favorite.
Yeah.
$25. It used to be like 36 or something.
Oh,
I don't know
man.
What it was. It was
like
a lot
you can
of money.
Really notice it.
Yeah, exactly. And a 4-pack is 14. It used to be like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
So that came in clutch. So I bought that and fucking, I was like, ah, fuck it. So I got back from the liquor store and I was like, fuck, I still got to do this. There's like 4 questions and I had like none of them done after like 3 hours.
The whole exam was 4 questions?
Yeah.
Holy
That's
fuck.
That's how it is. Man, it was 4 questions. It took me 9 pages of work. That's how it is, man. Like, we got a solution thing to the last assignment we did.
Yeah.
The assignment, I think it was 3 questions. Take a guess how long the solutions were. Like, how many pages?
3 a page.
24 pages.
Fuck, no so, fucking way.
Yeah. I
fuck
mean,
off.
Granted, he writes big, but still. Like, that's how much work this shit takes.
Jesus Christ.
And it's all letters.
And I think
letters.
2 + 2 is fucking
it's all,
hard.
It's all letters. There's no numbers
oh,
anymore.
Oh, fuck that. And this is why Drunkle isn't in school, ladies and gentlemen, because fuck that shit.
It's because they don't pay for it anymore. But
I didn't get a grant.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you're not fucking, not a person of color.
And we're starting it off
well,
early.
It's true. I mean, like, if you're in, like,
action.
If you're in fucking, like, I don't know what degree, but, like, there's, like, certain degree, like, they have, like, grants and shit. If you are like a person of color or you're like a minority group, they'll have a grant just for you.
It's
like for
what?
For example, like
isn't that
I know
kind of racist?
I know a couple natives there. They get their schooling paid for and they actually get money given to them every like month or so just for being native.
Well, that's kind of different.
Yeah, but I mean like you can fail as many classes as you want, they'll still pay for them.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
So I could go down to the fucking DNA test clinic right now. Fucking,
if you were native.
If I was native, prove I'm like 1/64th fucking Mi'kmaq or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And I could fucking go to school for free.
Oh, yeah. There's people that are like a fucking 16th.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, that's natives.
I need
but
to
it's like
it.
Anyone. Anyone you can do it. And the thing is, they don't have grants for like, seems like they don't have many grants for STEM. It's all like fucking the, like, I don't know what you call them.
You gotta be smart.
Well, they don't give you any grants, though. They don't give you anything from good marks.
Oh, really?
Like, apparently I got really good marks because I got, like, I don't know how much it was. I think it was, like, $200 to $300 for my marks, which is pretty good.
For
I'll
your
take it,
marks?
Like, it said I got good marks, so they gave me some money.
Oh, I thought you had to pay $200 or $300 just to see them.
What?
I don't know.
Anyways, my point is, yeah, like, It's rough. Don't take really hard shit. But it's more important to take, like, because I could take easy courses and I could get a high GPA, but I'd rather take hard courses and pass them, you know, than take easy classes and then
pass.
Oh, yeah, I fucking pass them. You're goddamn fucking right I pass them.
There you go.
It takes a lot of fucking shit out of me.
Fuck yeah. That's why you are the way you are.
That's why I'm fucking just upset and
drunk.
Stressed out.
Drunk.
Yeah, so I was up till 4:30 in the fucking morning. And I just said, fuck this. Like, I finally finished it, and then I was like, okay, done. Leave me alone. I got another one on fucking, my last one is Tuesday.
Jesus.
So, we'll see how that goes. I'm sure it'll be fine. The one I did was definitely my hardest one, so, you know, that's how it is.
That's the fucking way she goes. So you were drinking while you were doing the exam. So what are you drinking tonight?
Well, I picked up this fucking, it's called Cherry Picked. It's Gahan. It's a chocolate stout. And you know that I love stout.
Oh, buddy. This is a stout household.
Stout is the best.
It is. It undoubtedly is the fucking best.
It's funny, too, because like when I drink Guinness, like when you drink regular beer, you can feel yourself getting drunk. Like, I can feel it. But like with Guinness, because there's not like no carbonation.
It sneaks up on you.
Exactly. It doesn't feel like I'm drinking beer. It feels like I'm just drinking like a fucking, like there's no carbonation. So it feels like I'm drinking like a flat soda or something. You know what I mean?
It's fucking good.
It's really good. And that's,
it doesn't bloat the piss out of you.
That's the same with this, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Whereas like you drink
stout.
A fucking, a PBL or something. You drink a Miller High Life. Like, you'll fucking feel that shit.
Well, if you drink a PBL or Miller High Life, you suck dick.
Well, I mean, you're always the one that says it doesn't matter what you drink as long as you get drunk.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you drink, but I'll still criticize you on it.
That's fair. But, like, I can't. I think it's worse if you, like, buy the really expensive shit and you're like, I'm getting a better drunk. No, you're not.
No.
It's all the fucking same.
If you
fucking, I don't care if you're getting Don Julio or what. You're fucking, it's the same drunk.
If you fucking buy greasy old Alberta Premium.
That's just good.
Or you buy fucking Lamb's Rum, or you buy Captain Morgan. It doesn't fucking, you buy Maker's Mark. It doesn't matter. You're going to get fucking drunk
like
the same
it's
way.
It's like these people, they fucking buy all this shit, and they're like, yeah, but I don't like the taste of liquor. Newsflash, nobody does.
No.
Liquor
and
fucking
and
tastes
who,
like shit.
People who say, oh, I drink liquor for the taste. No, you fucking don't. Don't lie.
Yeah. It's, no, it tastes like fucking shit.
It does, but beer. Beer is good.
It's an acquired taste.
It is definitely an acquired
taste. Did not
taste.
Like it before, but now I love it.
You got me hooked.
It depends on the kind of beer. Like, obviously, there's shit beers. And the, like, I'm not an IPA fucking dick liquor.
Oh, fuck no.
I don't
I
like
can't
that,
do
shit.
That shit.
There's certain kinds that are good, but I don't give a fuck.
I've not found one that's good yet.
Yeah, you will eventually. I usually just, like I said, this stout. This is a, I didn't even mention this. Yeah, cherry picked. This is a, it's a Gahan. It's a chocolate stout.
Shout out to Gahan.
Let's give it a read here. Yeah, they have some of the best fucking beer. It says, Black Forest cake in a can. Ooh. Brewed with chocolate malts and real cherries. This stout has a smooth mouthfeel and rich chocolate and cherry flavors with a lingering sweetness.
That shit sounds
and
fucking
it's also
good.
6%, so it'll fuck you up.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what's that other fucking beer you got that was like 10%? It was like a Nordic beer.
Yeah, I forget what it, I think it was like F-A-X-E or something. It was a weird name. It fucking was terrible.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Most of that shit is.
It tasted like straight malt.
I remember, well, in Quebec, you can get the fucking, you can get like 710 milliliter fucking cans.
Oh, fuck
and
yeah.
And like that Labatt, like 10% shit.
Oh, yeah.
That'll fuck, and it's like $5 a can.
Well, it's like them
it'll
Colt 45s.
Fuck you up. Yeah, yeah, it'll
holy
fuck you up.
Fuck.
Like, I remember Dad and I were walking downtown Montreal, like old Montreal. Or no, well, I don't know, it was downtown Montreal, and fucking, like, we come out of the subway, and it just reeks of piss. And there's one, like, homeless guy, and he's laying down, and he's got a one of those safety vests on.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, working for the city.
Yeah, but he was fucking homeless, and he was strung out. But he was laying down, like he was chilling, and he was surrounded by, like, three cans of that shit. And I was like, oh, that's what they drink. It makes sense.
I don't recall going to Montreal.
It was like the it was like the cold shots here.
Ugh. Yeah, we discussed that before.
A lot of the hobos drink that shit because it's cheap and it's strong.
Fucked.
Yeah.
I could not do that shit.
I mean, it's just beer. It's not, like, any different.
Well, yeah, but, like, I can't get fucking drunk like I used to. I can get stoned to the fucking gills.
Yes.
But getting drunk nowadays, nah. I'd rather fucking smoke.
You don't eat.
That, too.
That's the problem.
As a big fat fuck as I am, I don't eat as much as I think.
No. It's very true.
Oh, well, who gives a fuck? We're living, well, Drunkle's living the Pavo life tonight. We're drinking some fucking Moose Light.
Yep.
Tax break, ladies and gentlemen, cost me $19 for an 8-pack.
Still ridiculous, but
it's fucked.
It's a lot better than
but
it was.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper than fucking four Guinness.
Beer and wine.
Yeah, anything below
22, I think, percent.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so you can get some fortified wine if you're really fucking getting on
oh,
the wine.
Oh, port.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
that's
yeah.
Strong fucking cheap wine.
That shit'll fuck you
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
My fucking, my great-grandmother, when she was living in the Mount, I guess it was, she would fucking get people sneaking in for her.
Oh, yeah.
103, mind you.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be, if I give you some money, you go to the liquor store and pick up me a bottle of port? Well, fuck yeah.
You got to get me something.
you got to make it worth the while.
If you think about it, like, you see these fucking old broads. It's all these old boys and the old broads. All of them that are alive, they're fucking terrible lifestyle.
Oh, fuck
those
yeah.
Those are the ones that live. They smoking since they were fucking 12. They're drinking since they were 6.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fine.
You know what's killing people?
Life.
It's the food that we eat.
Yeah.
Is causing fucking cancer. It's causing this. It's causing that. Because well, there's so much added shit.
If you look back at, like, the 50s, like, we were living fine, but then fucking diabetes and heart attacks.
Oh, yeah.
They've risen a
oh,
lot
yeah.
since those days.
Well, I work with a guy there, and he's a firefighter.
Mm.
And he's told me that, like, heart attacks and shit have risen like tenfold
oh
between
yeah.
the ages of 20 and fucking 40.
Oh yeah.
Like it's a terrifying thought.
Yeah. Well, I mean I'm trying to fucking like it's just everything's expensive though, right? It's like this tax break is fucking useless. Like you go there like, "Oh great, I can get a fucking bag of chips for, you know, 15 cents off." Whoopty fuck.
Thank fuck.
But my eggs and my butter are still expensive as shit. So
yeah, because
like
you don't pay tax on organic produce.
You don't already. Yeah. Same with clothes, like, there's no fucking tax exemption on that. Like,
well, look at all this shit that was going on for the tax break. Before this tax break hit, like, my coffee, for example,
yeah.
went from $10 to $15.
What do you mean $10 for a coffee?
Well, $10 for a pack of pods.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, $10 for a pack of pods, then it went up to $15, then the tax break happened.
Exactly.
So you're still getting fucked
exactly.
up the ass.
It's like
no
Black
loot.
Friday deals.
Oh, it's so
increase
stupid.
The price and then take it off.
See, that's the secret of retail. You just increase the fucking price, and then you say,
well, everyone knows that.
50% off.
But still.
Yeah, it's fucking
Black
dumb.
Friday, we talked about this before, it's not as good as it used to be. It used to be like, oh, you get a fucking TV, you get 3 of them for free. Or it's like 75% off a TV.
Yeah, whatever happened to fucking punching children in the Walmart just to get a fucking
trampling
toy?
Them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Black Friday in the States is something else.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like,
they're crazy.
It's they're fucking nuts.
But they started it.
Fuck yeah, they did.
And we just said, we'll take that. Sure, why not?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Speaking of, let's do it. We are going to do a segment we call Album of the Week. Now, we didn't do it last weekend because we were a little fucked up on the moonshine cherries, but we already started drinking, so we may as well get it out now. Do you want to introduce the album we're doing?
Sure. It's a classic. I think it came out in 59, if I'm not wrong.
I think so.
Honestly, I got to say, that's one of the best years for music.
Oh, man.
But it's Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs by Marty Robbins.
Fuck yes.
Fucking one of the best country records you'll ever fucking hear.
Ever. One of the best. Probably the best, in my opinion.
For a record? Like, yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what would be your favorite song off that album?
Oh, man, I don't know.
You gotta think about
it's hard
it,
to pick, man. It's because, like, a lot of them, they deal with the same subjects. Like, it's all the fucking, it's like it's a concept album. Is what
oh,
it is.
Yeah.
What do you think is your favorite? Give me a minute here to think.
The Master's Call, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. It's a fucking, it's an impeccable song. Now, see, I don't like New Age country. I think it sucks. I think it sounds like pop, and it sounds fucking garbage. But fucking Gunfighter Ballads, man.
Yeah.
Marty Robbins.
1959.
There you go. It's such a fucking good album.
I like Cool Water. That's a
Cool
classic.
Water's a really good one.
El Paso, of course.
And most of the songs are short and sweet.
Yeah. This is the thing I fucking, this thing I always loved about the Beatles and stuff is how they can cram so much in 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
It's insane.
Well, it was because they had to fucking get their songs on the radio.
Yeah. This is a thing that, like, limitations and deadlines create creativity.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
if you said, listen, you got to write this album. And you can just, well, throw as much money as you want at it. You can release it whenever you want. It's going to come out like shit because you're going to have no idea. You're going to have, oh, I don't need to release this next week. I can just push it off. But if I told you, you got to do it now and, you know, this is all the time you get, this is all the money you get, you're going to come up like these creative solutions to fix that problem.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, I mean, look at, excuse me, look at Pink Floyd.
Hmm.
They forfeited a lot of their profits for unlimited studio time.
Yeah.
But look what they fucking came out with. Exactly. Perfection.
Exactly.
But back to Gunfighter Ballads, it's perfect.
It's a great album.
It's no album is perfect, but it is very near perfect for a country album.
Exactly.
The only album that would rival that for me is the Highwaymen. The first Highwaymen album. I love the Highwaymen, but I like Marty Robbins just a little bit more.
He's fucking classic.
Oh, my classic
God. Classic country.
And you hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, 1959, it's still popular today.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing to think.
Well, fuck, man. Like, songs off that are fucking, like, they make another breakthrough. Like, I don't know if they were big at the time. Let's just say they were. And then fucking almost a decade later, or it was like 40 years later.
Yeah.
It's like, it's still fucking really big.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's crazy. And that's the kind of shit that's really cool. Is like you hear a record that comes out maybe 5 years ago or like a year ago, and you think, nobody, like, who's going to be listening to this in 20 years? Probably no one. These records they made back in the fucking 60s
Timeless.
And 50s. Yeah, they're still
Timeless.
Listening to them.
Like fucking Pink Floyd, Timeless. Mm. Marty Robbins, Timeless. Highwaymen, Timeless. Johnny Cash, man. Fucking people still listen to Johnny Cash religiously.
Well, yeah, there's a reason.
Cult following.
There's a reason.
Same with Sinatra. Same with Bing Crosby. Not as big as Sinatra, but you know.
He's
but like, it's a cult. Like,
he
I
was
love
big
it.
Before Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
Sinatra took over.
Him, Dino.
The Rat
Dean
Pack.
Martin.
Yeah, the Rat
the
Pack.
Rat Pack. Sammy Davis Jr.
A bunch of legends.
Fuck, man. Whatever happened to good music?
Well, this is the thing. Everyone says, music sucks these days. It's not so much that. It's you're only remembering the good stuff. There's a lot of fucking shit music that came out.
Oh,
it's just that
yeah.
it was forgotten.
Oh, yeah. Look at Poison, for example. Look at every hair band in the 80s.
Yeah, there's for every good band, there's 10 or 12 that are absolute garbage trying to copy them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the copycats, like, they never made...
No.
They never made good albums. The only good copycat I can think of that actually made a decent album was Witchfinder General, and they copied the shit off of Black Sabbath.
Led Zeppelin?
No. Yeah,
Led Zeppelin. Zeppelin's a good copy band.
Oh, yeah. They are the world's best cover band.
They are.
And Greta Van Fleet is the world's meh
you can't cover band.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's
no.
like those shows they have classic albums live.
Yeah.
It's like if you covered them.
Ugh. Jesus. I was going through the record collection today, and I found an old gem, fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, yeah.
From the 60s.
I fucking hate those things.
Oh, man. Like, it's not what you'd think. Like, it's still Alvin and the Chipmunks, blah, 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 but it's where it first started. You know what I mean? So it's got a kind of nostalgia feel to it.
I get that. But nostalgia is a powerful drug.
Oh, yeah,
it
is
also
the
blinds
most powerful
you.
Drug. It, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of shit. I think we talked about this, but there's a lot of shit where you think, that's fucking great. And then you go back and play it or watch it, whether any sort of media. You go, that's not as good as I remember, because your brain sometimes makes things up to make it seem like it's better than it was.
Oh, that's a lot of cartoons I watched as a kid.
Yeah, it's like that Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I remember this, and then you go and you watch it or you read it or whatever, and you're like, oh, that never happened.
No, oh, this is nothing like I imagined.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all a fever dream.
Yeah, never fucking happened.
Speaking of fever dream, this podcast, you're going to remember because you're going to listen to it, but us, well, oh, that just wets my panties.
It's only a light beer.
Yeah, well, if you have 8 of them, you'll feel it.
8 of them is like 4 regular beer. That's how it works, right?
Well, it's only, what is it? What's the light beer now? I don't want to spill this on everything. 4% alky. 4%.
Well, the one I'm drinking, 6. And it's a tall boy.
So I'd have to drink, like, what, 24 beer to get 100% drunk?
1.5. Match me.
Yeah, like I can't fucking drink like I used to. I get 2 Guinnesses in me. What's the next move, gentlemen?
Guinness is top tier.
Oh, fuck yeah. But see, the thing about drinking for me, nowadays, it's like, if I go out, I could spend $100 on booze. And I could still be like, ah, you know, fucking blah, 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 whatever. I sit at home, I have 2 beer, and it's like, well, I'm fucked.
See, it's the opposite for me.
See, well, really?
I can't, like, it's that social high. If I'm at home and I'm doing something, I can't really feel it.
See, that's what keeps me sober, is that social high.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta drink, like, 8 beers to fucking get wasted.
See, it's the opposite for me.
Fuck.
I'll have, like, a few, and then I'll start, especially if I see other people doing what I'm doing, like, other people drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me fucking feel more drunk. I don't know why.
Well, fucking, one of the boys brought over a bottle of Lamb's Spiced Rum. Shout out to the Newfie Rum, Lamb's. He brought over a thing of Lamb's there last night, and I hadn't eaten anything since, like, 1 a.m., the night before, and I was like, all right, whatever, I'll have a few swigs off it. I took 2 swigs, and I was fucked. My hands went numb. I started cold sweating. Like, I was dizzy.
Sure,
it's like,
wasn't the fucking all the dope you smoked, too?
I wasn't baked, though. I wasn't that high.
Really?
I took 1 bowl, and that's not a lot for me.
Yeah.
But, like, going back to fucking, I think it was episode 4, the bread method, motherfuckers, I was falling off the edge of the world, and I went inside, I got myself a heel of bread, I got myself a water bottle, in 20 minutes, I downed that bitch, and I was feeling great.
Now, you're going to say that it's not this, but you sure it's not just a placebo?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, okay.
But there is some science behind it, because if you drink on an empty stomach, there's nothing in your stomach to absorb that alcohol, so you're going to get drunk like fucking like that. But if you put a piece of bread in there, it's going to soak up a bit of the liquor. And you're going to get, it's going to sober you up a bit. But that water bottle definitely fucking helped.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Jesus,
dilutes
man.
It.
Yeah. Fuck. No, I was going to make myself a coffee for the podcast, but I go, no, I don't have any hard liquor to mix with it.
You could pour a fucking beer in there.
I don't know how good that would be.
There's only one way to find out.
And no.
It's like an Irish coffee, but instead of Jameson, it's Guinness.
Okay, now I want to fucking try it.
See, I feel like that would be good, because they got that Guinness Nitro.
Yeah, that's a caffeinated shit.
It's like Guinness infused with caffeine.
Oh, my God. It's like a fucking...
I wouldn't want to drink that
shit. It's like a Rev for fucking Irishmen.
I wouldn't want to drink that shit.
Oh, Jesus. My heart would explode.
It's just like, if I'm fucking drinking, why would I want to be wired, like, with, like, 1,000 milligrams of caffeine in my body?
Oh, my God. Like, I don't get these people that drink those 5-hour energies.
I
my heart would fucking, like, I would Bruce Lee myself. My heart would fucking explode.
No, it's better than a Brandon Lee.
Fuck. Like. Now, speaking of coffee, we got a few coffees today from McScrotum's. We went for a walk in the Charlottetown Mall.
That sucks.
It sucks, but I haven't been in there since the fucking summer, and they did a lot of renovations
on it.
It
sucks.
Yep.
Shit place.
It's not bad, actually.
Just
because
they
had
a fucking place where you can buy calendars doesn't make it good.
Hey, don't diss my fucking kitten calendars, motherfucker.
Sucks. It's a waste of money.
Oh, yeah.
There's a calendar app on your phone.
Yeah, but it's the novelty aspect.
Yeah, that's the money spent.
Ah, you're talking out your ass.
It's like a fucking, you want to talk about novelty? What about, oh, you want to get this cookie? Well, there's a Christmas flavor. It's the exact same thing. We dyed it green and red. Now it's $10 more.
Nah, it's fucking, it's stupid. But they added a new food court in that motherfucker.
It's the exact same restaurants, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. It looks more
appealing.
It looks
better, yeah.
It doesn't look like the fucking 2000s took a shit in that mall.
It is, it looks more like every other mall. But just
I don't know if that's
smaller.
Worse or better.
I don't know either. I mean, the other one was shit, let's be honest.
Oh,
It was bad. I remember going there after school sometimes, or, like, fucking school got canceled or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
Jack, fuck it. I was just hanging out here for a bit. But I never got those mall rats, man. I never get how you would want to hang around that fucking depressing mall.
Because like they're fucking depressing. Not dissing any mall rats, but...
I am.
Okay.
Fucking, it's like, it's the stupidest thing to be there.
It
and
is.
And they cause so much shit.
Oh, yeah. Gary, somebody threw a fucking sub in the food court. Well, Gary.
I remember fucking, I was in, I think it was the Micmac Mall, and sitting down at the food court, and there was some guy there just doing his job, like, you know, picking up trash and shit, whatever the fuck he was doing. And some kids were, like, causing shit. They were going up to random people, like taking their shit, like, yelling. Like,
fuck.
Not, like, it's not just, like, they're pulling a prank. It's, like,
being
you're being a fucking asshole.
Being
So he was, like, telling them, like, you guys got to get out. And they were, like, throwing shit at him. They would, like, take his shit and, like, take it from him.
Jesus Christ.
They were calling him all these words. And he's just, like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. And
well,
I felt bad
expect.
For him.
They expect a fucking crash out. And then they go, oh, no, you're in the wrong, buddy.
I felt bad for him because it's like, I wouldn't want to have to put up with that shit. Because you know that when they get out of school, they're doing the same thing. They're doing something worse.
Oh, fuck, man. I'd hate to see what their fucking home lives are if they're treating other
That's
people
true.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be pretty true. Fucking bad. You had a fucking job at the mall at one point.
Yeah, I did. It sucked.
No shit.
Well, if they're acting like that, I feel like it's what is it? They didn't get beaten enough, or they got beat too much. There's a threshold there.
No. They did not get beaten enough.
No, if you got beat too much, you might fucking act out.
You might act out, but like, you can tell these motherfuckers don't get disciplined.
No, I guess not.
Like I was telling you earlier, there is one hell of a gap between our generation and a few years below us. Like. Totally different fucking
They don't
people.
Understand consequences.
No. No, because in this day and age, there is no consequences.
Back in the day, they'd fucking take you, if you fucking were being bad seed, they would take you up to the front of the class and go, all right, hold your hand out, and they'd smack the fuck out of you with a ruler.
Hell yeah, they would. Bring that shit back. I got my neck wrung a few times in the fucking, one of the shop classes at the rural, man. Fuck. There's a few times I got a backhand and I thought my fucking ear was bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in grade 12. I'm not saying I didn't deserve it because I fucking damn well did. But
there's a lot of people that did.
There was a lot of people that fucking deserved it and never got it. And it's a shame.
Yeah, well.
Because look what they're doing now. Nothing.
Losers.
Losers. You can never be as good as Drunkle in Chief. You can never.
Best of the worst.
We are the best of the worst. We're the king.
King of the losers.
King of shit. Yeah. We're the reverse fucking
King
Midas. Everything we touch turns to shit.
Everything, yep. That's how it is.
That is. Well, in this day and age.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, speaking of things turning to shit, Canada Post has been ordered back to work this week.
Well, they're not going to.
No. But it doesn't matter now. They fucked everything up.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. Like, they have fucking a month worth of backlog
packages.
Yeah,
but they're still going to keep going.
Oh, fuck yeah.
These fucking people are in a union, man. And, like, I'm not dissing them, like, for the fact, like,
no,
this
I
is...
I am.
Well, no, let me finish. I'm not dissing them just because, like, you can get a job there without a fucking degree or anything. You don't have,
oh,
you
yeah.
have to have a high school diploma. And that's not a problem. Like, good for them. They can hire people who don't have that. But you're getting, like, a great fucking job. You're... in a union, after a certain amount of years, you can't get fired, I don't think.
Yeah, you get tenure.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you can get fired, you just can't
you have
get
to
told.
Fuck up bad.
Yeah, you just can't get told, you're done, buddy, get
yeah,
the fuck
yeah.
out.
You got a lot of vacation, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, and they're doing that, yeah, and they're still fucking...
I don't get it. We want an 11.5% pay increase over the next 4 years. Real coincidence that last year, they wanted more.
Yeah.
And the year before that, they wanted more. They do it every fucking year. And they hold Canadians hostage over the holidays.
I don't know what year it is. I don't know what year it's going to be, but UPI is going to do another one like that.
Oh,
we had that teacher
yeah.
strike a while ago.
Yeah, you want to shed some light on that?
Well, it's just they had some fucking disagreement about money. It always goes down to that.
Oh, yeah.
Greed. And these fucking people think that they're entitled to more money, so they get more. They want more fucking money, and then they went on strike, and it fucked everything up. Because we got back to school, and all the profs that weren't a part of it, or if they were, they were just like, yeah, you got to hand in everything by tomorrow. That's it. Everything that was, because, like, they told us, don't do any work. because you don't even know if it's going to count for anything. So don't do any assignments or anything.
That's fucking
then we came back
stupid.
And they're like, by the way, next week all of it's going to be due. All of it.
Jesus.
So anyway, and then so that I think they managed to work something out, but a couple years after that, they're going to fucking have another one.
Oh, fuck
it's going to
yeah.
come up again.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. It's, oh, hey, the economy's getting shit. We're still getting paid really good, but we want to be better
one
than
more.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
So we're going to strike.
Don't trust people. This is another thing. They're like, you don't want to be greedy, but also don't trust people that say they have enough money.
No.
There's no such thing as enough money.
Not for most people.
Yeah. Well, think even the rich pricks that have more money than everyone combined.
Oh, fuck
they
yeah.
still want more money.
Look at Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That guy, I don't see this is, we're going to get real fucked here.
Why?
Like, I don't get these people that hail Elon Musk. Oh, he's a genius. He's this, he's that.
I don't like
he
him
He owns companies. He's not that fucking smart.
He's not a scientist. He gets other people to do it for
exactly.
him.
He's the fucking guy that funds it.
He's also a trust fund kid.
Oh, yeah.
His dad is fucking loaded.
Yeah, didn't he own, like, a fucking diamond mine in South Africa?
Yeah, something like that.
A fucking asshole. Fuck the rich. Eat the rich, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But if I was rich, I wouldn't be saying that.
No.
But that's, see, that's the thing, though. Like, a lot of people say, oh, eat the rich. Fuck you. Fuck you, you rich pricks. But if they ever came into a large sum of money,
exactly,
they would definitely not be fucking saying
that's
that.
What I'm saying. Like, they're like, oh, you know, let's say, I don't know. I think most people like Bill Gates. Like,
I don't.
Most people don't fucking hate him. But, like, let's say he donates, like, $10 million or something. Like, why only $10 million? It's like, okay, he could have donated nothing. And also, like, if they were in his shoes, they wouldn't be donating shit.
Fuck no.
No, why? What's the point?
Fuck no.
No need to.
Like, well, look at Elon Musk when he said, if you give me a plan to solve world hunger, I'll solve it. They couldn't give him a fucking plan. Ergo, he didn't solve it.
There's certain things in this world that are just never going to go away.
No. Homelessness.
And people need to learn that. Homelessness,
hungry people. And disease.
Prejudice.
Oh, that's a big one.
Hunger. Yeah. Starvation. This shit's never going to go away. The more you talk about it, the more you make it an issue, the more it's not going to go away.
Well, see, since 2016, it's gotten bad for prejudice.
It was getting worse even before then.
And it's not even against, like, people of color. It's against whitey, too.
Oh, it's just that people got to stop talking about it. Like, if you just stop talking about it, then everyone, like, can just move on with their lives.
Exactly.
That's the idea. Like, I think we have a pretty good fucking world right now. You know, obviously, there's a lot of problems, but we're living in unity, you know.
Most of
we're
us.
We're all getting fucked equally.
Yeah. When are people going to realize that the fucking rich are trying to pin the working class against each other?
Hmm.
When are people going to wake
I'm
up
gonna
and
go
realize
that, far.
That? Oh, fuck. I would. This is a real serious podcast. Real start to the fucking podcast. I love it.
I don't know anything about that, but
oh, man. Fucking the rich pin the working class against each other because it makes them more fucking money.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that prejudice. Like, I don't want to just go, all rich people are bad because I said so.
No.
All cops are bad because I said so.
I was just going to say that.
It's this anecdotal garbage. Like,
it doesn't work.
Why is this, like, it's the same thing with these fucking races. Why is this race bad? Oh, because one time this happened. Okay, so what? Does that mean that everyone's like this whole generalization, everyone does it. It's the problem. Everyone does it. And if you don't, you're lying.
Exactly. Everybody. Like, if you're walking down the street at night and you see, like, I don't care, a pack of fucking dudes that aren't white, you're going to fucking think to yourself, I better move over.
Even if they are white.
Or if
I don't want to fucking be there.
Oh, fuck no. Even if you're a fucking person of color and you see a bunch of rat bastard white kids coming down the street, you're going to think, I better move.
Exactly.
Like, I do that to white guys,
yeah,
man.
It's anyone.
Like, prejudice does not discriminate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of an oxymoron. But, like, everybody's prejudiced against everybody at some time.
Hmm.
Not saying I am, because I'm a fucking saint, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hate everyone equally.
Jesus. I hate everyone. Nobody satisfies me, motherfucker.
It's just, like, I don't know, rise up against it, I guess. Rise above it. Like, be the better person, I suppose.
Exactly. Another thing I don't understand is these newfound commies. Do they not realize that communism doesn't fucking work?
People fucking, I don't know, there's a group for everything, you know?
Oh,
that's a
fuck
weird
yeah,
thing.
There
is. It used to be like, if you had like something real niche, like, I don't know, let's say it was fucking model trains. Not that that's like as niche, because a lot of people know about that.
We call that autism.
But like, let's say it's that. You had to go out and find that group. Now it's just like, oh, you like this thing that only two people like? Well, guess what? There's a whole group for it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a support group. And then there's this. It's like, I'm not saying it's technically a really bad thing. It's just odd. It's like everyone's got their own little corner.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's certain things that should not be public. There's certain things that should be taboo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to know your fucking sexual history. I just met you. Like,
I don't care.
Keep that away.
I don't care about your fucking sexual history. I don't care about your politics.
Yeah.
And I don't care about you.
Most important.
That's a lie. I fucking love you motherfuckers
who
listen to
this
podcast.
You don't.
Yo, yeah, I do.
You don't like anyone. You hate everyone.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
You hate everything and everyone.
That is true. But I cherish you motherfuckers who listen to the podcast. You are just a level above people I hate. Anyway, that was a great segue. On to the weather. What's the weather looking like this
fuck
week?
Fuck the weather.
Yeah, it's looking fucking cold. The fucking rain came just enough, just in time to wipe all the snow away for a green Christmas.
Like last year.
I hope we get a fucking white Christmas.
I mean, we did last year, so we'll see.
We will. We will see. You never know. It could fucking snowstorm on the 24th.
Probably will.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope that Santa motherfucker crashes. I get all his presents. Jesus.
It's fucking climate change, I guess. Global warming.
Oh, God. But no, it's the new year is coming, and so is Drunkle's Den season fucking 2.
Yeah.
Now, before the new year, after this episode, there's going to be 2 episodes left, ladies and gentlemen. And in season 2, we're going to have some guest speakers. We're going to have a lot more content. And we want you to fucking listen.
Yeah.
We want you to listen. We want you to have a good time. Speaking of having a good time, crack a beer, smoke a joint, fucking brew a coffee, go for a walk. Who gives a fuck? Get out and do something today. That is your fucking motto.
It's a little late, but
who cares? Who cares? You can go for a walk any time of the fucking day. You can drink any time of the day.
And if you go for a walk and you see a bunch of guys hanging out, you can think, oh, maybe I shouldn't walk past them. Maybe I shouldn't cross the street. That's okay. Because I would do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's just paranoia.
Probably.
Or I'm just too stoned.
Well, I don't know.
That just goes hand in hand.
Well, that's true.
Jesus. At least we're not walking by the outreach center.
No, I'm good.
No, I don't want to get mugged by a hypodermic needle. Fuck that shit. I don't have anything to give these motherfuckers.
Where'd they move that thing?
Why did they move it?
No, I'm saying where. Is it still by the...
Oh, yeah. No, it's still down by the Hillsborough Bridge.
Yeah.
It's there to stay.
They constantly have to move that fucking fridge around because, like, I don't know what's going on. Well,
it's the fucking community. I'd love an outreach center. Okay, we're going to put it here. Well, not in my neighborhood. I don't get that.
I don't know. I think having it next to that fucking, next to Birchwood's pretty fucked.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But now they have it fenced off. It's pretty much a compound. You can't get in after a certain time. You can't leave after a certain time.
It's just a weird, like, outreach to what? They just let, like, they don't do anything there as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they do. They do a lot more than you think.
Well, I see them, they get picked. I'm not saying this is just for fucking drug addicts, but it's like, you do something and you get picked up and then you fucking get, you get dropped off again.
Oh,
you get
yeah.
picked up by the cops and you get dropped off. Like, that fucking guy's dad.
Yeah, I was going to mention that earlier.
So, mishandling of a firearm.
Tyson McDonald.
He got, what was it? A $750 fine. It's not even $1,000.
No, a $750 fine and a 10-year ban on
prohibition
firearms.
From firearms, yeah.
What a fucking joke.
But if someone breaks into my house and I shoot them with a handgun, I'll go to jail.
Oh yeah,
for murder.
You don't even have to kill him.
Yeah,
you could shoot his toe off and all up attempted murder. You're going to jail. Well, what about the guy that broke into my house? Ah, he was
ban handguns, but I guess shotguns that are lying. Like this is the first thing. Like anyone that has a gun, this is the first thing they tell you. Like that's not something you can fuck up and go, oh, I accidentally left a fucking shotgun leaning against the pantry door,
loaded safety off.
Like
what
no
the fuck.
No, that's not how this works.
Prince Edward Island's new motto should be, come to Prince Edward Island. We will let you get away with fucking anything.
I forget what that buddy did, but there was some guy here that fucking, he got banished from PEI.
I saw
that. And
it's
like, that sounds more like a haven. Like, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
But it's kind of funny that we get fucking still banish
that
people.
That is very
that's
funny.
Fucking
like, it's like
hilarious.
Rome.
I love it.
I banish you. You can't come here for 10 years. Like, how the fuck, okay, like... Cool.
Fuck. It's better than getting thrown in the fucking con college.
Means I don't have to pay $50.25 to go on the bridge.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. But you see, that's one thing I like about tourism here. They'll fuck you on the bridge. You can come on the bridge for free.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, welcome, tourists. Please come on our bridge.
Oh, yeah.
You want to leave? Oh, sorry, buddy. You got to pay $50.
Some people like that. I'd rather pay when I get back, honestly. Because then already paid it. And
exactly.
Look, if a tourist comes over, they already paid it. They can focus on other things to pay for.
Exactly. Instead, like, I feel bad for these motherfuckers who come here, spend all their money.
Oh, yeah.
And then go back, and there's like, yeah, $50 is, my wallets are a little,
I don't want they're stupid.
Little light there,
they
pal.
Should know that.
Yeah, but there's some people that come here and don't know that. But
well, that's
PEI,
not my fault.
Prince Edward Island is built on tourism, which is a really bad fucking thing.
I don't know what they do here. There's nothing to fucking do here.
No, there's not.
Like... I've lived here all my life, and I've scoured this island. There's nothing to fucking do.
Drink.
Yeah, but I can do that anywhere. I don't want to come here. It's more expensive to come here.
Oh, yeah, go to Quebec.
Yeah.
It's
Quebec
a lot cheaper.
Or Alberta.
And you can drink at 18.
That's true.
You can drink at 18. Hey, you want to buy weed? Hey, you got to be 19. You want something to smoke it out of? Sorry, pal, you got to be 21.
Yeah, that's only PEI. Yeah.
That sucks.
That's why Toronto was quite the change for me, because there they have, their weed stores are not owned by the government. There's a weed store in every corner.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah.
Like, every other shop is a weed store.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
Like, government-regulated bullshit, like liquor and weed, it's I don't want to say it's theft, but it fucking is. Like, they are gouging your ass.
The fucking tax they put on us.
Oh, my God. All the liquor on Prince Edward Island, it's all tax.
Yeah, it's more than 50%. Anyways, yeah, there's this shop in Toronto called Cosmic Charlie's.
Nice.
It's a great fucking place. I don't know. I don't think I've brought this up before, but it's a good story. So I went in there, and this is, we were doing this thing for RBC, basically. And
RBC Music?
Yeah, and it was nice. When I was in the band, and basically went there, and like, fuck, what do you got? So we were looking through. The guy there was really nice. It was a fucking awesome store. They had neon signs. They had, like, fucking, like, it looked like an old retro place.
Oh,
it was pretty cool.
Fuck yeah.
Anyways, I picked up a pack of pre-rolls because I was like, I'm not going to roll them myself. Like, it's going to take too long. So then that night we got to go to, I think it's the Scotiabank Center.
I think so.
It's like the big concert hall there.
Yeah.
And fucking Post Malone was playing.
Oh,
so I got
cool.
in for free. I'm like, fuck, okay, I'll take it. So then we're going through and they got, like, metal detectors, and they got people like searching your bags. You got to put, it's like the airport, you got to put them in those like plastic bins.
Yeah.
And they roll them through.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm fucked. And we had a little get together thing before we went, and they gave us free alcohol.
Nice.
I was pissed drunk. Like, we were walking to the Scotiabank Center, and I had to piss so bad. Where it's like, it's raining, it's fucking pissing
Jesus.
Out.
Jesus.
And I got like a little poncho on.
Yeah.
And I got to piss. And it's all just open streets. So finally I find this parking lot. And there's like there's this little grass patch in the back. And there's some trees. So I go and I'm like about to take my belt off. And then there's a family that gets out of a car. I go, oh no, I'm too close. So then I go like to the end of the parking lot where there's fucking no one. And I go behind a tree and I take a piss. And I start running there because like all my fucking friends are up there. And they're like, where the fuck did you go? I'm like, boys, I had to fucking piss. So I finally get in there, and I got the joints on me, and I see the fucking, you know, security. Then I go, I'm fucked. I, like, just spent, like, $20 on these, and, like, Can't even smoke them.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm thinking, do I throw them out? Like, because there's a bin right there, like a rubbish bin. I'm thinking, do I throw them out right now? Like, it's like, well, if he tells me to throw them out, I'll just throw them out. So, but I, like, kept one on me just in case.
Yeah.
So then I put it in, and it was, like, some Indian guy, and I just look at him. And I'm like, do I need to throw these out, man? Or, like, can I keep them? He just goes, no, man, enjoy your puffs.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, enjoy my puffs? Fuck, I will. Thanks, man. I gave him a fist bump and everything.
No, I love it.
And I got in there, and it was fucking awesome. Smoking, though. And it's like an open place, right?
Yeah.
So you can just smoke wherever the fuck you want. And they had, like, these tall boys. And I'm talking, like, tall boys. Like, fucking probably 1.5 times the size of, like, a normal tall boy.
Yeah.
And, like, $10, but, like, you're getting a fucking massive can. So I got, like, Corona and shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So I'm smoking those, and then finally, of course, I got a fucking piss.
You're smoking the Coronas, eh?
No, I'm smoking, and I got the Corona. And eventually, like, Buddy's got a piss.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy's got a big dick, and Buddy's got a piss.
So that's a fucking lie.
I find my way to the pisser. It's, like, down, it's, like, so weird. It's, like, down these stairs. The Scotiabank Center is kind of like a carnival zone.
Yeah.
Like, you walk through, and there's, like, all these shops. They sell, like, beer, and they sell, like, candy.
Yeah, it's
and
an arena.
Restaurant. Yeah, but it's kind of like, it looks like you're walking through, like, that section of the exhibition there.
Fuck, you're talking about piss stuff. Now. I got to fucking piss.
Oh, I do too, don't I? But anyways, I'm walking down these stairs. I get to the pisser, and I take a piss. It's fine. Then a little while later, one of our buddies gets drunk, and he decides, I need to go home. So he just walked home. And we were in a hotel, and he was, like, blackout drunk.
Jesus.
So then we find him, like, the next day, we find him, he's in his bed. We're like, how the fuck did you get home? He goes, I picked the biggest bill, and I just walked towards it. And it happened to be our hotel, so thank fuck for that. But
nice.
Anyways, while he's doing that, I got to go take a piss again. So I'm down there, and I'm sitting there in line. It's, like, just stalls, and I'm like, why the fuck are these pricks taking so long? And there's a massive lineup behind me. I'm the only guy there. And I hear, why the fuck is the line taking so fucking long? I go, this is bad for them. And then I'm like, there's like a door that's locked, like it's closed. But I'm like, I don't know if there's someone in there. I'm not just going to, you know, barge the door open. So I knock and I don't hear anything. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird. And then Buddy behind me, he just like looked at me and then like he looks at the door and then I'm like, maybe there's no one in there. And he just pushes the door open. It just opens. I go,
oh no.
There was no one in there the whole time. And I'm
fuck.
In there taking a piss. And Buddy's going, what the fuck is taking so long? Why is nobody going? I'm like, I'm going to get my ass beaten here if I don't get out. Because I was sitting there for like, I don't know. I was fucking piss drunk. It was probably like 10 minutes of me just sitting there like, I don't know if there's anyone in there. No one's coming out.
Oh my God.
There's no feet under the door. I'm like, well, I should have taken that chance, I guess. So anyways, I took a piss and I'm just like, there's like a big lineup because I was like holding everybody up. And then I just went, see ya. And I just walked up the steps.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
But that was a great fucking time. I got a few stories from then, but that was probably the best one.
Fuck
no, man,
yeah.
Enjoy your puffs. I was like, okay, fuck yeah. Man. I was like, do you want one? He's like, no, I'm working. Okay, man. Well, I'll have a work later. I'll make sure to slide you one.
Jesus. Yeah, we'll do a little segue here about piss. When I drink, like, I could hold my fucking piss for 2 hours. As soon as I fucking let the floodgates loose, then
it's
the dam ain't retaining
it's
the water.
That's a myth.
It's fucking not.
No, it's a myth.
Every time I drink, I have to piss, like, every 20 fucking minutes.
That's a good thing, though.
It is a very good thing.
I'd rather piss too much, because, like, if you're not pissing it off, it's just staying in you. It's just coagulating inside of you.
It's coagulating. You're going to be pissing molasses. It's
all stuck together. It means your body's doing your job. And it's every time I drink, I get clear piss.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Like, Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. When you fucking drink, like, you could hold a flame to your dick and you'd piss fire.
I don't know. It's pretty clear. You're
pissing olive out.
Oh, fuck. I was. Drinking so many martinis and olive came out.
Holy fuck. Yeah.
No. That shit is white. It looks like moonshine.
Thing I hate, though, like, we're really fucking going into this piss conversation. I despise public bathrooms. I hate them.
I don't like
so much.
I don't like shitting in public.
I could not do it.
But if I have to, you have to. That's how it is.
I'd rather shit in a bush.
No.
If
I gotta shit, I gotta go. That's about it. There's been some time it's like, okay. And it's like, I'll find the nicest bathroom. I'll find the one that like nobody uses.
Yeah, the women's bathroom.
Well, fuck, if I have to. Just lock the door, put an out of order sign
on
it.
Well, fuck, man, you got the tits for it.
Do I ever?
Oh.
And I got the attitude, too.
Jesus Christ, you nag so much you could be at a horse race.
Goddamn right. Got the teeth for it, too.
Oh, fuck.
I'm about as dumb as a fucking horse. That's what I love about horses. I don't know if it's true, but I heard a story that horses are really fucking dumb.
They are.
And if you put a sheet over their head, they think they're dead. And they'll just lie there until they fucking starve to death.
Really?
You put a sheet over their head, they think that they're dead because they can't see anything. And they'll just sit there.
Oh, what?
And sit there until they fucking starve.
That's fucking funny. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God, it's fucking funny.
Do that in the sped class. See what happens.
I was always kind of, like, wary of horses. At least, like, behind them, because I didn't want them to kick me in the fucking face.
Oh,
I've seen too many videos.
I was going to say.
People get knocked out.
Oh, my God. You could die from that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Horses kill more people a year. Same with cows. Cows kill more people a year than sharks.
Oh, yeah. Same with vending machines.
Yeah.
More people fucking get suffocated from a vending machine than die from a shark bite.
Oh, fuck. You know how many times I've almost tipped the vending machine at work because my fucking Lays wouldn't come out?
Well, that's because you're fucking grabbing it and you're shaking the fucker.
Well, yeah. Because the motherfucker, they're jipping me. I'm not paying for two bags of chips.
Man,
only
I remember
one
time, like, it got stuck and I fucking shaked it and, like, two bags came out. I was like, this is my lucky day.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
And then, you know, probably fell in a puddle or something. Because I never have lucky days.
Yeah, if you didn't have fucking...
If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
God damn it.
You were going to study your way through it.
Fuck you. Anyways.
I don't like vending machines. They're a fucking scam.
Oh, fuck, are they ever. Well, the one we have at work, they haven't bothered to fix it for a year.
Oh, yeah.
So it just... You can't even use your tap on it anymore. That's another thing. Fucking vending machines, you can tap your fucking card on it.
Most of the time,
gay.
They don't work.
Fuck.
Most of the time it doesn't work. You know what I would love to do is, like, I don't know how I would do it, but I'd love to buy a vending machine, get the only key for it, and then, like, put it in a fucking busy place.
Laundromat, man.
Yeah, but I don't even know how many people would use it.
You would be surprised.
Like, I'd put it in a fucking, I don't know, Walmart or something. I mean, not a Walmart, but, like, you know what I mean. Like, some big fucking chain.
Put it in a break room in a chain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my fuck. You know how much fucking cash? I fucking spend about $100 a year on Dr. Pepper alone.
In the vending machine?
Oh, dude, it's an addiction.
Is it even cold?
Oh, yeah. Ice cold, buddy. That's it. If it was warm, they could kiss my fat behind. But it's ice cold Dr. Pepper. I can't pass that up.
That's true.
No, vending machines are a fucking scam.
They are absolutely a scam.
The one at work, I could feed it 100 fucking quarters, and it would say, nope, sorry,
well, you
buddy.
Say the tap is gay, but what about, like, when you go to, like, for example, I went to fucking Tim's there.
Oh, yeah, I know where this is
going. Earlier today, and, like, they don't even fucking tell you how much it is. They just hold the machine out in your face.
Yeah.
They'll stuff it in your face. And
they don't even give you an option. It's either 15%, 20%, 25%.
No, it's not the tip. It's just they'll shove it in your face, and they won't tell you how much it is. And also just, like... It doesn't matter if you're pulling a 20 out of your wallet. They'll just shove it in your face. That's
what
everyone does now. But it's like, I don't even know how much it is. Like, I went there yesterday after my exam, or my psych exam. I don't even know how much I spent. I have no idea.
Really?
I got a bagel, and I got a donut, and I got a coffee. Hmm. And I don't know how much it cost me. I think it was $5 or something. I have no fucking
Jesus.
Idea. Because they just go, yep, there you go.
Well, that's the same with the fast foods. Like, we talked about the drive-thrus there last time. Like, if you go through the drive-thru, you'll look at the fucking screen, and they'll say, oh, what do you want? And it's like, oh, fucking, I don't know, Big Mac combo and a fucking Sprite, whatever. Like, okay, pull up to the window.
Yeah.
You don't even get to see how much your fucking order is unless you stay there, watch them enter it in, and then it's, okay, I'm holding up the
line
just
to
see my shit.
We were going through the... McDonald's drive through there, getting a cup of coffees.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm seeing what the other guy's ordering. I see a cheeseburger with nothing but ketchup, and I see, like, some fries. I'm like, what the fuck is the point? Like, what is the point of these two drive throughs? Like, they got two fucking things you can order from.
Yeah.
If they only do it at one at a time. Like, what's the fucking point?
Oh, yeah.
So I gotta sit there and wait for the one guy.
Well, I think that's more to move traffic along, because, like,
it
if
is,
you
but
get
it's
some
so stupid.
Schmuck... Stuck at the fucking window.
I hate those people.
Getting like 13 fucking Big Macs. And
it's always a fat. It's
forward.
A heifer.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a heifer.
Oh, yeah. It's always a fat broad driving.
It's for her.
Man's
it's
truck.
For her.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, too, something I've noticed recently, there's a lot of more high schoolers now.
There is.
It's only great
in the daytime.
Is that so?
If you go there at night, it's all foreign dudes. But if you go there during the day, it's all high schoolers.
Yeah.
It's all younger people. And I love it because they give less of a shit than I do.
Well, I love seeing it.
Do.
There's a lot of different races. Like I went to Tim's there. There's black people, there's Indian people, there's white people, there's Mexicans. Like, I love it.
Oh.
I think it's fucking awesome.
See, this joke is either going to get me canceled or I'm going to get praised for it. I'm a racist. I love NASCAR.
That's a shit joke. You get tomatoes thrown at you. That sucked.
Thanks for that. Yeah, that's the end of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening.
I'm fine with that.
Jesus Christ. But no, like, they're like, bring back the fucking high school workers.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to them. And you can't say they're lazy because, I mean, you know what? Like, everyone's fucking lazy these days.
Oh, yeah.
And it's less like, okay, there's a difference between you're lazy and it's just like, maybe I just don't want to work, like, be treated like a fucking piece of shit. Like, oh, here, work this fucking shitty McDonald's job where they don't pay you enough. They treat you like garbage. You got to do...
That's any job nowadays.
I know, but it's like, okay, well, like, am I supposed to be happy?
Oh, fuck no.
Also, this is another thing. If you're working fucking customer service, I don't care if you had the worst day of your life. Don't be an asshole. Try to be a little polite. There's this one I go into. There's this sub shop I go into.
Yeah.
And there's this older broad. And she's pissed all the time. She's got a resting bitch face. You'll go, oh, yeah, can I get lettuce or something? She goes, yeah, I know. What else? And I'm like, okay, holy fuck. Like, you got to be at least a little nice if you're dealing with the public. But it's clear that she just doesn't want to be there. And I'm like, if you don't want to be here, that's fine. But why are you ruining my day as well?
You can't think like that.
I do.
You can't, though, because I fucking work retail, and I see...
Yeah, but you don't work with people.
Sometimes I
do. And
if I
asked you where something is, you go, you don't know that, you fucking idiot? I'm going to think you're a fucking piece of shit. I don't care if you just got off a fucking 8-hour shift. You don't talk to people like that.
Yeah, no, you don't, because that's their fault for doing that.
Yeah.
Because all you got to do is just say, yeah, no, it's down fucking aisle. Who gives a fuck in the third bay there, dick shit?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's fine. Like, if you want to be, like, a little playful, that's fine. Like, for example, like, I was picking up something, and there was one there, and she was like, what do you want? And that's a great start. What do you want? Well, how about I tell you first, and then you can figure it out. So I go, oh, I'm just picking something up. She goes, and I'm just looking, I go, okay. She goes, yeah, I know. What's your name? I kind of need your name.
Jesus.
And I was like... You know what? Like,
now I don't even.
God,
want
you
it.
Don't make commission. Yeah, exactly. I don't even fucking want it anymore. Like, so much for that. And I'm like, okay, this. And she goes, and that's the other thing they do all the time. You'll be like, can I get this? I'm sorry that you actually had to come into work and work today.
Yeah, like, sorry you had to earn your paycheck today, sweetheart.
Like I said, you're working a shit job. That's fine, but that's not my fault. Fuck the boss.
Fuck
okay?
the boss.
Don't fucking yell at me. I didn't do anything wrong.
But also, fuck customers.
Well,
because some
I'm
of them
nice,
are brain
I'm
dead.
A nice customer. I may be an asshole, but I'm nice to customer service. I don't care. Like, if you're sitting back there and I see that you're pulling your hair out because you got so many orders, I'm not going to go, fuck, where's my fucking food, you fucking dumbasses, you douchebags.
Crawl
I'm
going
to sit
window.
There and be like, they're going to come up to me and say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say, listen, I understand, buddy. I wouldn't want to be back there.
Oh, fuck no.
But it's these fucking people that go in there and they're like, yeah, I want this and I want it fucking done now and I'm more important than you.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I went to a Deckers there one time. I don't think I've told you this story, so this would be a first. I went to Deckers one time, just getting an ice cream, getting a cone, and there's this fucking, like, I was up next at the window and this fucking bitch, this blonde fucking cunt, she fucking cut in front of me, and I don't say cunt lightly.
Yeah.
She cut in front of... I did tell you this?
No, I'm just saying that's fucking... Yeah, that's a cunt.
Like, this bitch was a Karen.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know damn well. Like, she... excuse me. And, like, at this point, I didn't give a fuck. Because I don't give a fuck with rude fucking people. You know what I mean? Like, she cut in front of me and said, oh, sorry there, sweetheart. Didn't realize you were in front of me. She goes, yeah, just hold on a minute. She goes up to the fucking counter. Mind you, it's all high. It's in the summer.
Yeah.
So it's like fucking middle schoolers and high schoolers working there.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes, listen, I want my money back. This burger, blah, blah, blah,
oh
was so
God.
Terrible,
these
blah, blah,
people
blah.
People that do that shit, and they eat fucking half of it. They eat more than half of it. They basically eat the whole
thing.
Yeah,
they eat the whole meal. I want my money back.
It sucked.
But this one, she didn't stop.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was sitting there waiting for my cone, or waiting to order my cone. Best soft serve on the island. And, she was fucking like, well, listen, I know the owner, and I can give him an IOU and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I told her, it's like, dude, listen, like, you got a lineup behind you, go to the other window.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Do this on the phone or something. I don't give a fuck.
But you know, Dan, like, she gives that fucking, like, the
oh, yeah.
Like,
entitled.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate entitled people.
I hate people that, like, I don't know what it is. It's like as soon as they get to the cash, they think they're more important than everyone else because they can hold up a line for God knows how long. Of course, there's someone in front of them that takes 2 seconds too long, and they go, I can't believe this fucking, they're wasting my time. My time's more so valuable. And then when they get up there, they take forever. Here's another thing. I don't know what the problem is with some people not saying thank you. Like, you hold the door open, and they, or they don't. Like, for example, like, we were going to a restaurant one time, and fucking, there's these girls, these older girls that are coming out. So we open the door, and we let them out. And then they don't say thank you. They're like, we just look at them like, thinking like, okay, they're going to say thank you. And they go, what are you holding the door open for? What do you think? Because I'm a woman, I can't hold it open? I'm like, how about this? I'm doing something fucking nice for you, old bat. Like, this is old broad. And I'm like, how can you be that fucking rude? How can you live your whole life being
It's all the old bints that do it, too. You never see an old boy do
it. Oh, no. And then or it's just like, the classic is like, you say, you'll like hold the door open for them. You go, you're welcome. Oh, fuck.
I did that tonight.
Yeah.
We were doing a mall walk, and these fucking quiffs in front of us, they open the door. We get to the door, and they just let go.
Yeah.
They right in my face.
There's one thing, though, that I'll give a pass to. I don't know why. I think it's just because there's so many people, but like in Asian countries, they don't do that. They don't hold the door open. They won't say thank you or anything. That's just how it is. They'll push you.
That's same with tipping culture.
Well, I don't do that shit. But it's like, they won't hold the door open. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying this is everyone, but like, I find with a lot of like the Asian immigrants.
Yeah.
They'll just open the door and then they won't hold it for you or anything.
No.
And it's not because they're trying to be rude. That's just how they were raised. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's just their culture.
It's
which
a culture
I respect.
Difference.
I respect that because it's like, it is a culture shock. I don't know why you would come here, first of all. It's a shit place, but I don't know.
Because it's the easiest
but
to
then
fucking get into.
Then there's just, like, these fucking old broads. Exactly. It's like, they're just like, oh, you're welcome. And you're like, ah, because I'm a woman, you think I can't hold a door open? No, I was being nice. That's what it is. You should try it sometime.
Like, it's, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's a thing with the older generation and the absolute younger generation.
Yeah.
There is no fucking respect. Mm. But for the most of it, like, the older boys, they'll fucking, oh, thanks, buddy, I appreciate it, right on.
Yeah.
But you get that one, and, you know, you didn't have to do that for me. And that's when a fucking old bat gets a face full of door. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. It's such a weird thing. It's common, like, it's easy.
It's common courtesy.
Yeah, it's like, it's, what's it called? It's just like autopilot, like, I don't think about it.
No,
just do it.
Because we were raised right.
Yeah, it's just something to do. Like, of course. And, like, even if there's, like, listen, if you're, like, 100 feet away from me, I'm not going to hold the door open for you. But I'll, like, push it open so that if you catch up, you might be able to get it. But it's, like, if you're, like, right behind me, yeah, I'm going to hold the fucking door open.
If somebody's coming out from the parking lot and I'm just getting to the door, I'll fucking be the doorman. I don't give a fuck.
No, I won't. That's fucking, like, I'm not waiting there for fucking 10 seconds.
See,
it's
I can't
because
I got time
deal.
To spare.
Yeah,
a good
some people
deed
are fucking busy.
Could make somebody's fucking day. You never know.
Yeah, but they won't reciprocate.
That doesn't matter. Makes you feel better about yourself, man.
I guess, but I don't know. I like the people when you hold the door open, they run towards it. they want to make. They don't want to waste your time. It's like,
no.
Okay, thank you for that.
Or the guys when you're sitting right in front of a crosswalk and you tell them like, yeah, come on, buddy, you can cross the road, and they run. It's like, dude, I'm not gonna fucking. We're not going to run you over here. You can take your
time.
That's
just the Canadian shit where it's like, you'll be at a four-way or something, and you have two guys, you're like, no, you go. No, you go ahead, buddy.
I hate that shit.
You go ahead, buddy.
Yeah,
No. Sorry, buddy. You go first.
It's a fucking time waster. Know the rules of the fucking road.
I mean, it depends. Like, because I've seen some people where they just sit there. Like, okay, they'll sit there for a good 10 seconds. You'll pull up, and they'll still be sitting there. I'm like, what are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah. They're stupid.
But nobody knows how to drive here. It's the weirdest thing.
Fuck, man. Like, islanders are bad drivers, but tourists? Go back to the fucking mainland.
Go back
to fucking New
Nobody
Brunswick,
understands
fuck
what
off.
One ways are. I've seen so many of them drive up the wrong way. And it's they pull in and they go, oh, this is a one way. I'm going the wrong way. Okay,
they just
turn
keep
around.
Going.
They keep going. Same with the roundabouts. They'll go the wrong way and they'll go, all right, fuck it.
Do you see that guy that turned onto the Confederation Trail there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Confederation Trail here on Prince Edward Island is a walking trail. No vehicles allowed. No nothing.
Yeah.
Like bikes. I don't even think e-scooters are allowed, are they?
I don't know. I've never seen anyone. I'm sure they have.
But this guy, fucking, he just went right down the trail.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, what the fuck? Like, seriously. How fucking stupid are people?
I don't know.
Where do they get their fucking driver's license from? A goddamn cereal box!
Who knows? I might have to piss here.
You might have to. Well, I'll keep you entertained.
All right, fuck it. I assume you're going to go out right after me.
He's going to take a piss. He's running across the fucking garage floor. He's running. Well, now I don't know what to say. We're all alone here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Drunkle's Den Season 2 is coming. In the new year, motherfuckers, there's going to be a little hiatus between Season 1 end and Season 2 start, but it'll be worth it. Trust me. We're going to have some skits fucking, we're gonna have some skits fucking guests, we're gonna have some new equipment, we're gonna fucking run it right, and you motherfuckers are gonna make it good, because Drunkle's Den is nothing without you. So, always remember that. We are thankful for you listening, and even though I say I fucking hate people, well, I do. I just hate you people just a little less. So thank you for listening to Drunkle's Den. Now, he's taking a long time to piss. I didn't think it would go this long. So, do you like weather? No? Well, all right. Well, the weather in Charlottetown, PEI, is going to be cold. It's going to be fucking windy. I don't know if there's any snow in the forecast, but even still, ready your shovels, ready your snow blowers. Get your fucking toques on and start drinking the hard shit, because that keeps you warm in the cold. And if you don't drink the hard shit, well, sucks to be you. Oh shit, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's rushing down the stairs. He's running to the microphone. No, he's not. He's slow jogging. And he's going to get a brew. What's he gonna grab? What's he gonna grab? The Moose Dry. He's grabbing the Moose Dry, ladies and germs. There he goes. Oh! There goes a bottle.
Shouldn't have been there.
That's great. Well, we'll clean that up after. Thanks for that.
It's not my fault.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You shouldn't have been there.
You're fucking cleaning it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. So, back.
It's one of those, it was a fucking long piss. I find, like, especially when you don't want, like, let's say you're fucking drunk and you got to piss in a parking garage or something.
Oh,
it's one of those long ones, you're like, when's this going to stop?
Oh, yeah. You get the anxiety going. It's like, fuck, come on, stop.
Yeah.
I can't cut my piss off. Stop.
I don't know why, but it's the old boys. I don't know if you ever go into like a bathroom and one of the old boys taking a piss there, and it's like they're just sitting there for an hour taking
a
piss.
Oh, yeah, it's like a diesel truck turning
on. It's like
on,
fucking
man.
Austin Powers. It's like, when's this going to stop?
Oh, fuck. It's bad. And you're sitting there, it's like, fuck, I got to piss. And he's still sitting there. Nothing's coming out. Just dust is coming out. It's like, holy fuck, man. Jesus.
There we go.
Welcome back.
Yes, good to be back. Liquid gold, my friend.
Liquid fucking gold. Liquid gold. Moose? I forget. Moose Light. That beer's already hit me.
Moose Head Light.
Nothing like Moose Green, though.
Moose Red's good, too.
Moose Red's good. Get you drunk.
Moose Dry. That's the good
shit. Get you fucking drunk. And it tastes good, too.
All of it gets you drunk.
Yeah.
Stronger beer, but it tastes the same. I like that lager and stout. That's my shit.
Fuck yeah. I don't know the difference. It gets me drunk.
I don't know either. Just different kinds.
Yeah. Stout, though. Stout's my fucking drink.
Oh, yeah. Stout's a classic.
See, I used to be on the Rona dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You got me hooked on them fucking Coronas. Like, they were fucking... Oh, God, they were good.
They're water. They're gold.
Oh, they taste like fucking carbonated piss water.
Yeah. It's good stuff, though.
Oh, fuck yeah. Because I remember the night you first brought the beer over.
Yeah.
We were going to a fucking house party. It's like, oh, let's bring a few beers. It's like, I don't really like beer, but all right. Fuck it. We brought a few beer, you know, drank the beer. It's like, we got to go home and get more.
Well, it's because I had them before, but I didn't. Because I knew, like, I feel like this is a common thing where it's like people who drink strictly, like, hard liquor, they're like, yeah, I have a Rona. It's just like, it's not, I don't know what it's like. It's not like a regular beer. You know what I mean? It's not like a beer. It's like even fucking people
it's
who
light.
Even people who hate beer will have a Corona.
It's
just a different kind.
It's very citrusy.
Yeah, it's different
it's
kind.
It's really nice.
You need it with a lime. That's the good
shit. Oh, dude. Like, Corona's good by itself, but if you fucking add a lime to that bitch,
yeah,
it fucking uplifts the whole fucking flavor.
Speaking of drinks, there's something we should talk about. I don't know anything about it. I know next to nothing about it.
Well, this is going to be a good topic.
But it's this new bar / speakeasy that opened up.
Right.
I saw a few people I know posting about it, but I don't know I don't know much about it. I just know that it's brand new, some sort of speakeasy. It's called Reddings.
What's the password?
Reddings. PEI's only speakeasy. And you got fucking bunch of videos and them making drinks and shit.
It's not going to be much of a speakeasy if I'm paying $20 for a drink.
Well, that's the only thing, because I don't
that.
Know.
Go drink at Sportsman's, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's true.
$45 for the year. You get free cover. 50 cents off select drinks.
Imagine.
And shots. And you skip the fucking line at a show.
Well,
get your goddamn
not really.
SPO membership today.
In on paper, you do. But because it's like a one-way up those fucking stairs...
It doesn't
good
matter.
Luck.
I would fucking push my fucking way through and just give the finger to everybody else
asshole,
on the steps.
That's why.
Oh, I am an ass. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It's good times.
Speakeasy. That'd be an interesting thing to go to.
It would. It kind of reminded me of Bar 1911. That's kind of like an old speakeasy looking place.
You see, Bar 1911's not too bad. It's in the basement of the old jail.
Yep.
On PEI. It's a nice spot. A little too hipstery for me.
That's every coffee every coffee shop,
I can't stand that man bun bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I can't do it. Like, just fucking make my coffee and be done with it. But I got a Captain's Hot Chocolate there. And yeah. I got to tell you, it was probably one of the best hot chocolates I've ever had because it had rum in it.
That's something I'm sick of. I just want a coffee. It's like, I don't know what kind. Just coffee. Do you have just coffee?
That's why I don't go to Starbucks. It's like, yeah, can I just get, like, a medium dark roast, two sugar? Well, do you mean a venti mocha
fuccino?
They don't do that. Fuck off.
They don't do that.
I don't care.
I've been there. They don't do that shit.
I don't care. Starbucks can kiss my ass.
It's good coffee.
Yeah, but it's fucking expensive.
Really not. Not for dark roast. If you want all that other shit that gives you cancer, then yeah, it is an arm and a leg. But regular coffee is not too expensive, but... Anything's better than Tim Hortons.
Oh, fuck Tim's.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take fucking McScrotum's coffee over Tim's
McCafe.
Any fucking day. Any day. Tim Hortons tastes like burnt dishwater. That's all it tastes like.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, man. It's intolerable at that point. Like, it's fucking bad.
It is fucking gross. Everything there is gross.
Even their food sucks. Like, we've gone over this in the past. We're not going to beat a dead horse. Fucking... Moral of this story is...
Well, if we have to.
Well, the moral of this story is go to a local fucking coffee shop. There you go. Go somewhere where they actually serve coffee and decent
real
food.
Coffee, yeah.
Real fucking coffee.
A pretty good place that I went to, Timothy's, not bad.
I've never been there.
It's not bad. You can get like a bagel for like $2.25 or something.
That's not bad.
You can get a nice drip coffee. It's not the best coffee, but their bagel was pretty fucking good.
Oh, dude, I would kiss the Pope's ass for a fucking decent everything bag with cream cheese.
Oh, man. Everything was like... I think we definitely talked about this already, but, like... Cheese is one thing I don't, like... That fucking mold and pubic hair in it, I'm not a fan of. But bread, put all the pubic hair you want in that. The more shit in that bread, like grains and seeds and shit, the better the bread is.
Oh, and it's better for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it kind of sucks. We missed out on the farmer's market this week because I got fucking paid. But Fatty needs more sourdough.
I do too.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, that shit's good.
But see, when I actually have money, I'll be there to browse. Like,
yeah.
I'll say, ooh, well, you know what? I might try that. Eh, you know what? I might try that.
I want to get some fresh fruit and veg. I've never done that before. Not there.
Oh, really?
Not
well,
there.
No, not there. The fucking green store, buddy. That's where it's at.
But the farmer's market's a special place.
Oh, yeah. Support local.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Loblaws. Fuck all these big companies. Fuck you. Support local. It's better food, better prices.
If it's good.
Better for you.
If it's local and it's shit, then don't support it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. There's a lot of good shit in there.
Oh, yeah.
Apple cider.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's a big one.
Oh, we've mentioned that. The apple cider for like $5 for a 2-liter.
It's like, I think it's $3 or $4.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. That's mint. And it's a good mixer.
Oh, it's great.
Go with anything.
The only problem is, I don't know if mine... Can that shit spoil?
I'm not sure.
Because...
If you've had it in your fridge for a month, I wouldn't drink it.
It wasn't a month. But maybe just the cap wasn't sealed all the way on or something. I opened it and it smelled fucking weird. And then I poured it and it tasted like shit.
Oh, then it probably spoiled.
And when I fucking, like, I dumped it out in the sink, there was, like, a bunch of residue still stuck in the plastic.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, no,
I drank
shit.
That shit and, like, an hour later, I was thinking, I wonder if that's going to send me to the hospital. If that shit is, like, stuck inside me, like, it's stuck to the plastic, then, yeah, I'm probably going to the... But I was fine, so...
Fuck,
but I ran out of mixer, so.
Oh, well. You just fucking drink it straight at that point.
I don't get these fucking people, by the way. That speaking of mixers, I don't get these people that drink Coke and shit. I went to fucking Coke Zero and Diet, I don't know how people drink that sugar shit.
I can't drink Coke, period. I don't like it. There's so much fucking sweetener
so
in
much
it,
sugar.
I cannot do it.
I can't drink Mountain Dew anymore. I fucking
oh my god! I swear to God, they changed the fucking recipe.
I hate it.
Back in the day, like you said, the Mandela effect and nostalgia. It's like I could drink a whole 2-liter of fucking Dew,
yeah.
Play some fucking Halo, and pull an all nighter. But nowadays, like I take a sip of the fucking Dew, and it sucks.
You feel like you're in the Sahara Desert. You're dehydrated as fuck.
Oh fuck yeah.
That's so much salt and then shit.
Well, that's
too.
Another thing, too. Like, bottled water, I'll take Dasani for a fucking example. There's so much sodium in that bullshit.
Yeah,
that
it's owned by Coke.
Another one.
It's owned by Coke.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing, too. Like, I used to be on the fucking Brita filters, but they're too goddamn expensive.
They fucking
now
are.
I do the bottled water. I know there's microplastics, but guess what? I don't give
Who
a fuck.
Who cares?
I don't
We're
care
We're all
going to
be dead in 10 years anyway.
Like, the fuck, as if the Brita filter doesn't have shit in it as
oh,
well.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Come on. Everything does.
If you really want to fucking filter your water, make a filter yourself.
Yeah.
Charcoal, fucking sand, and gravel.
Boil the fucking water.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. If you're drinking res water, fucking don't.
You boil it.
Boil that motherfucker.
Unless you don't want to get drunk, in which case, don't boil it.
Drunk off the radiation
it's
in the
like
ground.
It's like that Flint, Michigan water.
Oh, dude. They're fucking
like
water.
Sour.
It looks like fucking sewage.
Oh, man.
I don't know how people drink that shit.
That's a funny thing, too, right? I don't know if you notice it, but, like, you'll drink a certain kind of water. So I drink bottled water for a long time. Then every once in a while, I'll have a glass of tap water, and it tastes like shit.
So,
But then you'll drink, like, Big 8 water, and you get hooked on that.
Yeah.
And it tastes, like, kind of weird, and then you get used to it. Then you go back to, like, the Superstore water, and it tastes different. It's just how, like... Because of how the certain shit that's in it, it tastes, all of them taste differently.
See, my house is weird because the best water you can get in the fucking house, in my house, is the bathroom sink.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
It's ice cold. It fucking, it tastes good. And, excuse me, I got the fucking hiccups.
Oh.
And it's the best water. But I fucking go from the tap in the kitchen, it tastes like shit.
Yeah.
I go from the other sink in the bathroom, it tastes like shit.
Oh, yeah. That's just how it is. I don't know.
I drink from the hose, it tastes a lot better than that fucking garbage. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Drinking from the hose, a classic.
That is a classic. I remember back in the day, don't drink from the fucking hose, you're going to die from that. We didn't give a fuck.
No, fuck no.
Fuck no. We probably ingested so much bullshit back in the day when we were kids.
Same
Jesus.
Fucking water balloon fights.
Oh, yeah.
That shit hurts.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you get like if you get a guy that plays like fucking hardball
fucking ice
or
in that.
I got my idea for the summer. Water balloons, freeze them.
Oh, yeah.
Play some dodge rock.
Oh, that shit will fucking hurt.
Fuck, that's why you aim for the face.
Or you put fucking liquid nitrogen in it.
Ugh, Jesus.
Freeze them.
Jesus Christ.
Now my shoulder's frozen. Oh, great. Can't move my arm.
Oh, well. Hit it with a hammer.
You don't need that arm anyways, you brainlet.
Don't be such a baby. Ribs crawl back. No, they don't. Fuck.
Yeah, what's another classic? You know what? Like, I don't know if, I assume kids still do it these days, but.
Coke.
The games we did.
Meth.
Like, the games we played in the school grounds, they're fucking dangerous. Like,
oh,
Red
dude,
Rover.
Red yeah, there it is.
That's the first one I was thinking of. Like, that shit was fucking deadly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how people didn't either get broken arms or caved in skulls.
Or they're fucking, like, they get one, the clothesline, like the fucking WWE, right on the throat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
See, that was the perks of being a fat kid. You break through that line, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What was it, ball hockey
with no helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Just raw dogging
getting checked
it.
Into the fucking
yes,
the sides.
Fuck.
Oh, man, yeah. And fucking did man tracker as well.
Oh, dude. Man tracker back in the day, it was so fun. So fun. I'm so out of shape now, I couldn't run for fucking shit. But back in the day.
Capture the flags and
Capture the flag was
fun. Dodgeball was the best.
Oh,
we
fuck yeah. What about wall ball?
That was stupid.
I liked wall ball.
It was like a tiny bit homo.
Well, you're going to have to entertain
the
patrons right now because Drunkle's about to piss his jeans.
All right. All right. Drunkle's getting up. Yeah, what a fucking brainlet. He put the fucking glass bottle on top of the mini fridge. That's not stable. You know, it's like a fucking chair with three legs. So, just fucking fell over. Whatever. Oh, fuck. This is the drought of the pod, yes. This is where everyone runs out of ideas. Yeah, fuck it. So, I guess this is my time to test out my new act. I got nothing. Fuck. What's the deal with taxes? What's the deal with airplane food? Oh, Christ alive. All right. We're gonna fucking sit here and drink and have a good time. And you should as well, unless you don't drink, in which case that's fine. Do something else. And he's running back.
No, I'm not. I'm slow jogging.
He's doing something, all right. Whatever it is H-O-T hot.
And Drunkle is back in the game, ladies and gentlemen. Good for another 20 minutes.
How long have we been going for?
We have been going on for an hour and 20.
That's not bad.
That's pretty fucking mint.
Not bad. That's an hour and 20 longer than anyone should be listening to. So, there's
oh,
that.
Fuck yeah. Well, cheers to you for making it this far. That beer's fucking good.
I bet them just listening to this, their hands are going to start freezing.
Oh, yeah. The fucking garage,
it's cold.
We're sitting in the garage. It's like minus five in here.
Oh, yeah.
Celsius. It is fucking cold, but I don't give a fuck.
It just collects. The cold just collects here.
Oh, yeah. Thank fuck I got a boom for this mic. I pity your hands.
Oh, well, you know.
Jesus.
I hope my nails don't get chipped.
Oh, don't break a nail, sweetheart. Jesus. Well, we have been going. It's going to be a shorter episode, ladies and gentlemen, but expect more in the future. Like I said earlier, Drunkle's Den Season 2 is going to bring a lot.
An hour and a half ain't bad.
An hour and a half is
pretty
good. That's
pretty good. I mean, it's not like a fucking, we're not trying to sit here like fucking Ape Rogan and sit here for 4 hours.
Ape Rogan?
We're not trying to sit here for 4 hours. We're like, oh, you know, the spaceships, man.
We're not sitting here. Well, the aliens are coming. Speaking of that, before
like
we
Alex
end
Jones.
The episode, what do we think of those drones over New Jersey?
They have that every fucking year, man. So it's fucking New Jerseyans. I don't know what it is. Fucking all they got is fucking UFOs and Sopranos. That's all they got.
No, it's they're definitely not aliens, that's for sure.
It's probably some fucking, I don't know, it's probably some fucking Chinese
weather balloon.
CCP fucking yeah, exactly. Some fucking spy.
See, that's the thing I like about this bullshit. They had a hearing on UFOs and aliens and all that bullshit, and they pretty much, well, the government pretty much confirmed that, oh, well, aliens are real and UFOs are real and blah, blah, blah. What'd the public do? Meh. Who
cares?
Fucking cares? We got bigger problems.
Exactly. Fucking aliens don't have to pay tax. I do.
Fuck yeah. It's bullshit.
I got bigger problems to deal with.
It's bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, the end of the episode is here. Do you have any closing remarks, my friend?
No.
Okay. Short and sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den, episode 8. We'll see you in the next one.
All right. Go ahead.
Cheers.